Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger on site at National Health IT Week. I'm at the College of Health Information Management Executives meeting at the Henley Park Hotel, and I'm here with Mark Probst, VP and CIO of Intermountain Healthcare in Salt Lake City. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Don.
So what's your return on investment for coming all the way to DC from the West Coast for National Health IT Week?
So far, it's been very good. I've been focused primarily on the CHIM events, as you mentioned, and we're talking about how to energize and further the CHIM efforts around advocacy and dealing with all the policy issues and the myriad of things that are hitting CIOs in healthcare right now that are coming from this exact town.
Right. Well, I interviewed some of your peers before National Health IT Week, Randy McLeese, Chuck Christian, and Neil Gangley, and they were talking about the need, they were stressing the need for a national patient identifier. And since those interviews, ONC came out with its patient matching initiative. Obviously, ONC can't even study the feasibility of a national patient identifier. They're prevented by law. How far closer to solving the problem does the patient matching initiative get us? Or do we still need that ironclad national patient identifier to keep records matched across systems and EHR vendors?
Yeah, I don't think I'm a good enough scientist to ask how much closer we are. Is it directionally closer? Yes. It just seems to me the most efficient would be to come up with a national patient identifier, and that would really help us to get to the solutions we're looking for. But like you say, there's politics that drive some of this process.
Well, what would you say to congressmen or senators or whatever to change their mind to lift that ban?
I would just suggest to them the costs associated, that we have, that we bear in trying to assure that we have the right patient. The safety issues associated with not having the right patient and maybe applying now in this hugely electronic age inappropriate information for a patient that could impact a decision by a clinician. Those are all very recent issues, at least on a broad basis across the country because of high tech, and it's an issue that's worth their time, and that they as congressmen could impact and could assign someone actually to look into those details and to come up with a national identifier.
It's got to be tough to explain to people who aren't involved in IT infrastructure or understand sort of the underpinnings of all the information systems in healthcare, such as, a senator. How do you explain to them just enough about health IT that they can know what you're talking about?
Well, there's things they can relate to. I mean, they can relate to the inappropriate use of a credit card number where you just mess up one digit and that can have a financial impact. They understand that. They've seen it. It's happened in their lives. So there's plenty of things you can refer to when you're talking about some of these issues in healthcare. When we're talking about interoperability, I mean, kind of it's cliche now, but we talk about ATMs.
Right.
And the fact that we can get data or dollars or whatever currency anywhere in the world because that industry's figured out how to do interoperability. But yet if I'm in Washington, D.C., which I am, they don't have access to my medical record if something were to happen. That's way more important than me getting a couple hundred dollars out of an ATM.
Right.
So I think referring to things that are common to them, and they're bright people. It's just a matter of getting focus.
So Meaningful Use Stage 2 is coming up, and you're looking at an implementation across a very large health system. What pieces of it are most look like they could cause the most challenges or complications to roll out?
Yeah, and I don't think it's not unique to Intermountain Healthcare. I mean, we do a lot of our own development, so some of the challenges there are unique. But as I look at my peers, which I deal a lot with, both in my role with the policy committee and with Chime, the challenge is getting software in a timely fashion so that you can test it, you can implement it, you can train the people that are using it, and actually get it embedded in workflow. And Don, actually, I'm hearing a lot of pushback on the timing for meaningful use stage two, that there simply isn't the time at this point to get all those things done. And in fact, I polled a group of my peers, big name organizations, all you'd recognize, and about 70% of them said they're not even going to pursue meaningful use in 2014. Rather, they're going to spend their time on ICD-10.
I can imagine, because that's more directly impacting the revenue stream, accounts payable and reimbursements and all that.
Sure, MU2 is a percentage, right?
Right.
On what you're getting. ICD-10 is 100%,
right.
So you pretty much have to nail that.
So Chime is a ringer in the ONC, and David Bunce, Chime Fellow, who's the deputy principal national HIT coordinator. And I was talking with him yesterday, and he was remarking about how the CIO position across all industries but in healthcare too is sort of evolving into something else. And you know, he said, well, maybe the CIO position is in decline, or maybe it's morphing into a different kind of position where you're running more analytics, you know, whether that's on you know data science for patients, or value analytics was a phrase he liked to use, but sort of the business proposition of implementing a technology and sort of proving it with stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your take on that?
I think analytics are going to play a key role in what the CIO does in the future, but I think it's broader than that. And technology won't be necessarily the savior for healthcare, but it's going to be a big piece of it. And I think we have a role to play in that. You know, as you look at things going to the cloud, you know, that, and as you look at even implementations moving from, traditionally it was CIO, they ran the implementation of the EMR or the ERP. Today, you're actually having business leaders, clinicians, lead those major projects. So yeah, I think the role is changing, but it's going to become increasingly more important. I think our ability to be innovators, our ability to look at strategies and apply technology to those future strategies and delivery systems for healthcare is going to be very, very key. So there's a role for the CIO. I think it's an important one, but I'm with you. It's going to change significantly, even over the next 3 or 4 years.
All right. Well, good luck on the Hill, and good luck with stage two, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.